Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, the State Fair and the case of the disappearing blooming onion. So you're cruising down the midway at the fair. You and your fam and friends are laughing, funning around, all hot, thirsty, starving. Smell the sausages, listen to the fries sizzling, calling out, eat me, eat me. And somebody walks by with that incredible round thing, and you remember how it was last summer. Crunchy, greasy, hot, sweet. You say, where'd you get that? He gives a head flick and mumbles, over there, the great line. And you haven't had one for a year. But your doc's stick-in-the-mud voice in your head says, your cholesterol's too high. But I'm only 40. I haven't had a heart attack. Yeah, I'm a little squishy where ripped would be great, but pretty good for over the big 4-0. I'm in shape. 2 seconds later, you're looking at the cute kid behind the counter, smiling in your eyes. Your bud, a 20 in hand, says, how many blooming things do we want? You ate a whole one last year yourself, big boy, and pats your gut. Spare tire a little flat, isn't it? Sure, Dad died of a heart attack, but he was 70. Why worry now? Now, you had a plan before you came to eat good stuff, stay away from the junk. Well, onions are vegetables. What do you do? Hold up your index and middle fingers in a V. Do it now with me for real. When you get to the fair, do it in your head so you don't look too weird. This is your fork in the road. The moment of choice that makes our lives healthy or not is at the base of the V. Win this one, and next time around, you'll be stronger and might win that one too. Index finger points to the automatic, the old habit triggered by the memory, smell, taste, pleasure, the full belly. The middle finger points to some vague goal of lowering cholesterol. You can't see that, taste it, smell it, hear it. We don't fear things years down the road very much. We make our habit choices based on what we feel now, want now in the caveman brain, unless we remind ourselves of our long-term goals and make a real judgment and a real choice. So make the fight a fair one. Put some punch behind the reality of high cholesterol and heart attacks. Here's my image. When I'm choosing French fries or a baked potato, try it yourself. Imagine all that grease on the blooming thing moving into your bloodstream, congealing into blobs blocking your arteries. You see the blobs get bigger with each bite. Then one blob breaks free and speeds down the tubes to your heart. And you see the space is too narrow. It can't get through. The blood pressure builds. You feel a crushing weight and grab your chest with your hand. But there's nothing to hold on to. Vision fades, falling, and can't do a thing. Your wife screams your name. Your kids cry. No thanks. I'm going to get myself some of that great roasted corn we just walked by and a lemonade, a really cold, healthy, tasty one. Your anxiety drops. On the way over, you decide to do the corn without the butter. You can feel the hot air in your hands, taste the sweet and crunchy. Decide to have another one because it's just a few calories, and the yellow means there's great stuff called flavor something that helps you live longer, to see your grandkids on your lap laughing, giving you a hug. Don't forget the baked potato for a buck in the sand sculpture building. This year they have sweet potatoes too, I hear. Yellow and orange, good for us. I'm Dr. Rich, Potato Head O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in. See you at the corn stand.